The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Mike O'Mara Show proudly presents another exclusive, Kim Kardashian Speaks.
Is this on?
It is.
Yes. Hi, boys.
Hi, Kim.
Hey, baby. Hi. Hey. Hi, how are you? Why is there such an echo?
I think it has something
to understand.
Oh, my goodness. Oh. Do you need a lozenge?
Hi, I'm Chris Kardashian.
Oh, dear. And I'm Kim.
And somewhere in the middle lies Chloe.
Are you going to interview my daughter?
We hope to. Well, I'd like a question.
Please don't interrupt.
We're going to talk to Kim.
Shut up.
I have a question for Chris.
Yes, Rob.
Chris.
Yeah, Rob.
You are really quite box for a woman of your advanced age.
What does that mean?
It means.
Oh, that's terrible. Don't talk to my mother like that.
Well, don't you think your mom is box?
I think my mom's very box.
Well, then it's a compliment, really.
Thank you, Rob.
All right, put your mom back on the blower.
Okay, Mom, get on the microphone.
Yeah, Rob.
What's your secret to being such a hot piece of ass?
I work out.
Good chippy for that age.
I work out and I eat right.
Yeah. What do you eat?
I eat a lot of feta.
Oh, wow.
Feta. Jeez.
So that's what I smell.
Do you like to see some of my feta?
No, I don't. I don't.
Stop it, Mom.
Chris,
flirting with him.
Did you don't flirt with me.
Family. Who are you asking for?
Chris.
Yes, Rob.
Did you make that jewelry?
Around my neck?
Yes.
Stop it. Stop picking on my mother.
Kim.
Or you bastard.
Did Bruce make that necklace?
Bruce is gay.
What?
Bruce has had more plastic surgery than Joan Rivers.
That's sad.
He's a monster. Kim. He's a horrible monster. That lady that had the chimp ripper face off looks better than he does.
Oh, she's very brave, Kim. You know.
Hi, Oscar.
Oh, dear.
Oscar, I'm single now.
Kim, don't flirt.
Shut up, Mom. What?
We're here to talk about your prepared statement that you put out yesterday.
Yes, but I'm here to. I can answer any questions you
might
have.
Yes, about your 72-day
marriage. I can answer any questions you have.
What are your?
How's the regulars going?
It's going pretty well, actually.
When is the producer going to come on the Mike O'Mara show?
It's up to Mike O'Mara.
Is it really?
Yes.
I didn't know that. Wow.
He'll be very excited.
quick sidebar. Wow. Oscar, what's your take on her ass?
You know what? I don't like it. It's too big.
Oh, you bastards. You're all bastards.
Why don't you?
No,
I'll have you know that my ass is the most famous ass in the world. Men covet my ass. Men want to live on and in my ass.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess we can't put that on.
No, it's fine. It's figurative.
You can live there. Yeah.
What does Steve Bridges think of your ass?
Steve Soboroff? Vote for Steve.
That's
Captain
right.
Steve.
Wow. That's right.
Celebrity endorsement for Steve.
That's right. I vote for Steve. Steve the Captain Soboroff for City Council. Hi, Steve. And hi, Tommy.
Oh, Tommy.
Tommy Lang. And hi, Tom Suter.
Yeah.
Not hi to Billy Suter.
No.
Pooh, tanky.
Well, an older guy.
What?
Does your ass support Soboroff in that election?
My ass and all of me, all of Kim Kardashian,
nice.
Supports Steve Soboroff.
What about Kim? Kim. Kim
you
Jenner.
Chris?
Chris Jenner, forgive
me. Hi, Rob.
Hi, baby.
I'm Chris Jenner.
How do you feel about Captain Steve's
Chris
election?
Kardashian Jenner.
That's right. What about the election?
With what election?
You know, Captain Steve.
Not following it.
Soboroff.
Mom!
Shut up, Kim.
Shut up, Mom.
Shut up, Kim.
Shut up, Mom.
Shut up, Kim.
Oh, family spat.
Whoa.
What is that under your nails, Chris?
It's skin.
Oh. No,
I mean, I'm sorry. It's skin.
Your daughter revealed it just a moment ago.
That's right. It's feta cheese.
Again with the cheese?
Yes, we like it on salad. We like it between our legs.
That's what the necklace is made of.
Put your daughter back on.
Hi, Rob.
Hi, baby. You know, I want to tell you something.
What's that?
Hurts almost as much to say.
It hurts so good, though, right?
But it hurts to hear, I think.
What's that, baby?
You broke my heart.
How?
You took that other man ahead of me.
Oh, I'm sorry. You mean Chris Humphries?
Yes. Why did you choose him?
Well, I'll tell you the one reason, Rob, and you better have your finger ready.
Yeah.
Because he had a great big...
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Boil the cabbage down, boys. Boil the cabbage down.
Take it, Tom. Take it, Tom. Hey, wait a minute. Wait, hold on. I said, take it, Tom. Did you hear me say, take it, Tom?
I didn't hear you say, take it.
Well, what did you think you heard?
I didn't think I heard what you think you said.
Well, what do you think I said?
Well, I heard you, it sounded like me said naked bacon.
Naked bacon.
Sounded like naked
bacon.
Somebody say naked bacon?
Yeah. What? See, we all thought it was naked
bacon. Yeah, it sounded like naked bacon to me. I don't know why they say you're the dumb guy, Tom.
I don't know either. You said naked bacon.
Well, I definitely said take it, Tom.
But if you...
No, you said naked bacon.
Yeah, that's what I thought. You
may both agree, but folk singers never say take it, naked bacon.
Do you guys know Funky Town?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara. Buzz Burbank. Rob Spiewak. Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Enjoyed in 148 countries around the world from the Gabby Pfeiffer Studios, this is MikeO'MaraShow.com. It's Wednesday, November 2nd, 2011. We're over 10 million downloads and still growing.
How many? Huh? How many downloads?
10 million.
Hey, how about that? Woo-hoo!
Our show today is brought to you by Ticket Liquidator.
Hockey is back!
What?
Yeah.
And tickets for the 2011 season are available at Ticket Liquidator. Ticket Liquidator is the place to go for the best prices, great service, and a... Get ready for this.
Yeah.
Get ready, America.
Strap yourself in.
A 125% money-back guarantee.
What?
Ticket Liquidator. Click their ad on our website, and I'm sure there were plenty of people who used Ticket Liquidator last night at the game.
Uh-huh.
We will have a review of the game, including a stern lecture for Mr. Diaz and Mr. Jabari.
Ooh.
Oh, dear.
Uh-oh.
Who better, if they're ever going to come to an event with me again, understand the meaning of a clock. Thank you very much. Wow. Anyway, also on the show today, we're going to talk about Mouse Hunt 2011.
Oh, it's on again.
Squeak.
Why don't politicians ever learn? Oh, my God, another auction. I have no idea why I wrote that down.
Were you hammered?
No.
Does it have to do
I wrote it down this morning. Does I prepped it have to the do show this morning, and I'm having a meltdown. I was hammered last night.
I can only guess one thing. KCJ's auction is this weekend. Does it have
KC
to do with
what?
KCJJ's
no.
auction?
No, it doesn't have to do with
celebrity auction.
Oh, my
if
God.
If you're friends with them, you call it KCJ.
Are you doing an auction?
Oh, my God, another auction.
Antiques Roadshow is
thank
in
you, Oscar Santana with the tip-in. Yes. Yeah, I'm doing another one this weekend.
Oh,
yeah.
I love talking to Oscar about auctions. Paternity suit against Justin Bieber. Anybody
see
that?
Yes.
Yes, I've heard.
You had to go deep into TMZ to get that one. I love that
worth
story.
It.
Winter predictions. We said we were going to do this yesterday.
Good.
We might try to get to it today. And Bill Cosby, simple thought that I jotted down today. No. Saw him on with Matt Lauer, and Bill Cosby took a shine to me when I was doing the Mike O'Mara Show at WJFK.
Yes, he did.
Had him on a couple of times then, and then I had him on a couple of times at the Ed show. And it's the most painful interview to do. It was just nice
he
to
can
see.
Be difficult.
It was nice to see Matt Lauer struggle with him today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And to see that a network anchorman.
It's not just
can struggle just as much where and right. is it MLB and they chop him off because Bill Cosby just rambles.
Rambles forever.
Do you remember Out of the Blue when he said, I'm talking to a lot of people. Do any of you have sons? And I hesitantly said, I have a 5-year-old. He said, don't let the boy play football.
Yeah.
And I said, okay. They get in there, and even with the helmets, they're getting concussed and
that
they're
was,
hurting.
That
and,
was his cause.
Yeah,
yes,
but it was so totally out of the blue.
Well, Bill Cosby is old.
Stream
and Bill Cosby is really an amazing icon.
Can
and
say what he wants.
And really, he still gets away. He's got another... I'd say 2 years of that, where they're going to let him, and then they're going to stop booking him.
Yeah,
but you know what?
Much like Jerry Lewis.
Here's the deal. His stand-up is still funny and dead on.
Yep.
It's when he panels and interviews
right.
that he spins
he can
out
go
of
either,
control.
And he can be great or he can
right,
go nuts
right.
and be insane.
And he's got that kind of, that eye starting to travel.
Oh, yeah. Oh, starting.
The right. older he gets, the eye is starting. The eye is going over the corner.
We're all
going to
get old one day.
I know. Now listen, I know that. Don't say that. You make me sad when you say that.
He's turning into old Weird Harold.
I know we're all going to get old
we
one
are.
Day.
Remember, I look at Donald every day. I look at myself in the mirror, if you like.
Well, you know what? I mean, we are all going to get... And yes. I respect the elderly. My God, nobody respects it. Look what I did for my sainted mother. I put her in a facility.
I would be... I'd be
where
willing,
she's well taken care of.
Doesn't get more respectful than that.
Before it is landscape day, right?
Before you say...
The back hurts.
Mike, before you say we're all going to get old... I'd
my
be
mom chose to go
yes,
to
I'd be least. Willing to bet there's at least two people in this room that will never grow old.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, Rob and I know who they are, too.
Yeah.
Because Rob and I are looking at each
that's
other right.
That's
right.
Hey, buddy.
That's just basic odds.
Just won't make it
and
that
it's
far.
A foot race to see who will eulogize who. And you know what?
Rob has a stack of pills that are his keep me alive pills.
I do. I showed Carrie. You know the little plastic cup that you get on top of NyQuil?
Yes.
Yes.
my morning cup now is full.
Yeah, but you got Weight Not vitamins
that's
in there.
That's Weight Not. That's Keep Alive pills. I'm on Prilosec. I'm on Mucinex. I'm on a flight of antibiotics.
Why are you on the Prilosec?
Because when, remember the sore throat last week? Oh, yeah. He thought that could have been complicated by reflux.
Incidentally, true. That to me is overdone with doctors where they say that you know, if you have a sore throat or there's something wrong with your throat at all, that it has to do with the old acid.
Well, you know what he wanted to do? He wanted to knock out every possibility. So he gave me antibiotics and Prilosec and arsenic.
And leeches.
They're saying now that when you're in an auditorium and you hear people coughing or clearing their throats, that 90% of that is caused by acid reflux, not something in the lungs.
But you see, I don't buy that, because what he explained to me, he says it's most likely to happen when you're laying down, because that's when you get the you're actually horizontal. Mm-hmm. I was only troubled by this sore throat in the morning. He says this makes sense because you've been laying down all night.
Right.
I'm getting scoped in a month.
Oh, that's awesome.
You are?
I've got worst porno ever.
Yeah. Is this because we're all like
alcoholics?
Radio alcoholics,
yes.
Uptight, sensitive.
I don't think it has anything. It doesn't have anything to do with alcohol, because I've been, with the exception of Iowa.
It does.
But with the exception of Iowa, I've been dry for 2 months.
Yeah, but I also think it does have something to do with that. I know I can be drinking a lot, and if I'm on the Weight Not program, I don't have my acid indigestion at all. Zippy,
sodas. Anything like
I don't drink sodas.
So you can't, I'm waiting out, you don't drink that. You can drink a little tea.
Right.
Yes. You can drink water, but you go away from all the bad stuff. And when
food?
To me, it's pretty obvious. Mm-hmm. When you're taking care of your body, and I have gone through, like, since Iowa, I've struggled to get back, and I finally went back on the Weight Not program.
I love the fact that now two people in this room have referred to their lifestyle as since Iowa.
Since Iowa. I went bad in Iowa. Everybody knows I went bad in Iowa.
Well,
and
I think
it's just,
we all
you
did.
You feel so rotten.
Purposeful.
Yeah, and I don't mind having like an occasional toddy once in a while, but it's the
you
eating.
You just hammered last night.
It's the eating that goes. It's
I know.
I'm talking about the Weight Not program.
Okay, I'm sorry.
And the eating.
You feel so good in the morning.
The food is a different answer.
I could be hammered like this morning, and I'd still be able to tell you that I remember when I did the month on Weight Not, and it was just like all the
had more energy.
Maybe we don't need to give them a commercial today.
No, okay.
Because you know what? Because we're giving them a commercial right now.
The
fact is, all of my issues, like acid reflux, and you know, the weight loss in general, you know, all that, it just goes away.
Yeah, you're living a healthier life.
It is
that's
a healthier
permission.
What it is.
Permission to be graphic for 10 seconds.
Oh no,
I hate it
when you're graphic, because you talk about your butthole.
Yeah. I've never had less blood in my stool.
Oh, stop! God,
since I have been on Weight Not.
That's not. You don't get it. You don't get it. You think
it's
being
cured
edgy
my colitis.
And honest, and you're being. I want to vomit. Okay, I want to run to another. Let me make it real clear.
I don't want to be edgy.
When you talk about blood and poo, you ruin any mojo we have, because that gets in people's heads, and they're not thinking about what we're talking about. They're thinking about
stool. No blood in the stool.
Can we
do
the Weight Not commercial
for
real
now? Yeah,
we'll
do it now. He's
I don't think they'll
that.
Appreciate the blood
I mean,
stool.
I know you're being very forthright and very very honest.
Let me state it this way.
Black.
It's damn near cured my colitis.
Okay, that's...
That's
I would
better.
Say that.
That's better. Yeah,
I don't
right.
say, because no one wants to hear about your bloody stuff.
Yeah, Buzz
it.
Does.
That's so
I enjoy it.
No, you don't.
I don't really.
You don't even like fart jokes.
Well, that's true.
Remember, Mike, bright red is okay. It's the dark stuff.
Okay. Oh, right. God.
He's right, you know.
Stop it. Well, it makes me,
so you're
makes
saying
me
you're
so
living
nauseous.
A healthier lifestyle.
Well, no, I'm
that's
saying that I'm saying that when I have done that, that it's better. And no, I mean, I really think that's the bottom line for me. You know, when I'm you know, drinking and just having a beer or two,
right.
And I'm not eating bad stuff,
right.
I'm fine.
Right.
When I'm eating and I go and have a handful of trail mix right before I go to bed, I wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning going.
Yes, I know.
And you actually chocolate? Touched on something.
Or chocolate,
the
right?
The drinking.
And then chocolate's in the trail mix.
The drinking is what triggers the bad eating in so many cases.
Because
it's really easy to stay on track when you're sober because you know what you're doing.
Right.
But it's the drinking, that's when I wake up and there's cheese in the toaster oven.
That's very bad for you.
Yeah, you don't want that.
Hockey game last night, went to the Capital Center, or
what
as I like
game.
To call it the Verizon Center, with
Capital
Center. Amazing game.
Could you explain to the audience how great the game is?
I will tell you that we want to say hello to Morgan from Channel 45 up in Baltimore.
Television Hill.
A new TV friend. Do you know the last name, RJ? Did you get a business card?
No, I did not get a card.
Javar, did you get a business card?
I got the names of the other two, but not.
Okay.
Is Morgan related?
So useless.
Is Morgan related to the captain?
No, not Captain Morgan. But it was Morgan, and she does weekend sports anchoring on the Fox affiliate up there. And she could not have been nicer. The whole crew from I have it. It's on a business card. And she's very nice, and it was nice chatting with her. And we want to thank, who's our gentleman that we want to thank, RJ?
Michael Applebaum.
Michael Applebaum for getting us those two.
No?
I believe it's
Appleback. Appleback. Sorry.
Hasselhoff.
This speaks to... this is the what is the name, Jabari?
Appleback.
Appleback.
I have it here. His name is Bonita
right,
Appleback.
RJ. RJ.
Go on.
This speaks to your concern for life in general. And you are getting free tickets to a game, so is Jabari, so am I. All right.
Appleback.
As I texted Mr. Ronick last night, I wrote, Carl and I are here, Jabari and RJ aren't, and I wrote, shocker.
Yep.
Because I knew both of you would be late because you're slackers.
Oh, dear.
Both of you. And you know what? It pisses me off when I'm sitting there for 35 minutes when I go down and because we do this show, a guy's nice enough and I say 6 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 6 o'clock. What part of 6 o'clock do you guys don't get? Because it pisses me off, and I didn't say anything about it because I didn't want to ruin the game last night. But God damn it, when I'm sitting there like I'm some ticket broker waiting for you guys to lull in whenever the f*** you want to, it makes me mad. It makes me mad. And I mean, in Jabari, in your case, I've never gone to an event with you. And you think texting me at 6 o'clock and letting me know that I'm on the way, that's not thick enough. And when I've been given things, I get there 25 minutes beforehand if somebody's given me something for free.
Mm-hmm. You got to.
And it's what you do.
Now,
so for both of you guys, there's my little message to you.
Question.
What?
Now, you say you got a text at 6 o'clock, say that he's
or thereabouts,
okay,
five of or five after.
What if he had texted you a half hour out? If something had been totally out of his control, then it's okay.
Maybe.
I mean, if you've got reason.
But I told
don't
Ron,
let it happen.
I told Carlos, it just sucks.
It does.
And punctuality in this business of radio that we are in is extremely important.
Oh, and when there's other people involved, it becomes exponentially more important.
Yeah.
It's not, you're just not inconveniencing yourself.
I'm not throwing rocks at glass houses.
No.
I'm staying out of this.
But it really,
but the main
sometimes
question,
it just wears my ass out.
But the
because
main,
I stop being, I no longer am just going down and enjoying a game where I say, let's meet at 6 o'clock, let's do it. And it becomes a deal for me. Is
right.
it the end of the world? No. Is it a pain in the ass? Yes. Should it be should people be illuminated when that happens? Yes. So that's the end of my spiel.
My question is this, Jabari.
Stir the pot.
Did you get it?
What do you want to say? You look pissed off, RJ.
I'm just waiting for an opportunity to
to explain why you were late?
And was I late?
You don't even know you were late.
Mike, at 6:05 I was standing in the ticket room.
Oh, man, I should get my phone.
I have your message.
Phone.
At 6 o'clock,
oh, no,
I told
no,
you.
No,
I'm
no,
looking
no,
right
okay.
at it.
I'm getting
wow.
Get your phone.
And now,
get my phone.
And now he goes.
No!
I got mine, too. Go ahead.
The prosecuting attorney.
Goes. We will have this decision made here today
at
in our
1759.
Form.
The People's Court.
The People's Court.
I am at Metro Center waiting to get on the Red Line, which is a 3-minute ride over to the center. At 6:05, I'm out on the sidewalk walking in to...
The well, not
Center.
To not Verizon to split hairs. 6:05 is after
no,
6 o'clock.
I'm not arguing that. Okay. It was not until 6:13 that I got the response from Mr. O'Mara saying, "We're across the street." So I was in there for a good 10 minutes waiting, looking around, and then I found out that you were across the street.
Yeah, because Mike texted me at 6:20 to tell me that both Jabari and RJ were late,
and then he texted Mark at 6:21 to ask if Lowell could use the tickets.
Right. And that's when I was there when he texted you that.
ADA right. O'Mara has returned from
okay,
the evidence.
Hi, everybody. Hi,
Mike.
That right, evidence room.
The stand
with Michael.
Mike
oh,
O'Mara.
All right, let's see. Raymond Diaz.
Here we go.
This will be exhibit.
While you're looking at that.
You are a lying sack of crap.
Wow. Exhibit B.
5:59 p.m.
I said that.
From RJ at
Metro Center.
At Metro Center.
Right.
Where were we going to meet?
Verizon, Mike. I
at
know
will
that.
Call.
At 6.
Right.
So what's your point?
My point was... Your response,
you made it sound like I was waiting. I was waiting.
I was.
You were waiting what?
I didn't know that you were metro. Across the street for 20 minutes.
Hold on. What
That's
is
all.
The point? What time were we going to meet?
6 o'clock.
Where were we going to meet?
At will call window.
When did you text me? At 6 o'clock. At Metro Center.
From Metro Center, which is a 3-minute ride to the will call window.
No. It is not.
I got to the will call
minute. It is not a
3-minute
ride. Okay. Right. It is not.
Hold on, hold on. I'm just going to not
help.
Take, I don't want to take a side
one
here, but
stop.
I have to ask. I know, even let's say it's a 2.5-minute Metro ride. Are you saying you made it from the Metro train to the will call window in 2 minutes?
No, in 5 minutes.
Then that's 8 minutes. So now it's 7 minutes after. The numbers don't jive, RJ. And I hate
first
to
of all, the accurate thing would be 5:59. I get a text from RJ, and it says at Metro Center waiting for red line. See you in a few minutes. I write at Mexican joint across the street. The reason I did that is because at 6 o'clock, when I had said I was going to be there, I had picked up the tickets and I'd said I'm not going to wait here. Let's go across the street.
And what time was that message?
That message was at, you're not going to like this, 6:16.
Exactly. That's what I've got. 6:16.
Yeah, 6:16. Which, what's he doing to me?
I was
what's
there,
he doing? What's he
I
doing?
I was there for 10 minutes.
He's
trying to find out where you were.
Aggressively blaming you for not letting him know where he was because he said that he texted you when he got to the will call window.
No,
and
when I got your text came to me before I got to the will call window. I probably got to the will call window when you're saying you were at will call, which is because I probably got there at about 6:05 myself to pick up the tickets to actually stand there. I was at will call down there. I was at the downtown at about 5-10 minutes before 6.
And even if this is just a miscommunication, RJ, if you had been at will call at 6 o'clock, this miscommunication doesn't happen.
It's irrelevant. Because you're meeting me at the time you said that we agreed that we would all meet there. Why are you? Here's why you're chronically late and why you almost got into fisticuffs with people when you used to go to the Virginia Tech games. Because you are late all the time. Are you not chronically late?
No.
Okay. With for sporting events,
you said a
double
negative, so he's agreed.
You have changed that in me.
What's okay?
You don't remember the band gigs that I was late at?
Yeah,
yes, that's but where I changed.
But it is a computer chip. There are people in this world that, and a lot of us in radio, not because we're different, but because we have to be on time. And I'm tired. I like a little punctuality once in a while, especially when I'm down there. And sometimes it's just disrespectful, and it's disrespectful to the guy that got us the tickets. And if it's a problem, say, I won't be able to make it down there, and then we're not just sitting there holding our little Schwanstuckers in our hands, and it gets frustrating. You know, it really does get frustrating. And you, I don't even know you, so
who's
I don't
you?
Even
who's
know
you?
What the deal is. Jabari.
Oh, okay. JB.
I, you know. And,
when Jabari showed up, did he look well-rested?
Hold on a second. Let me see.
See, he overslept through an America.
Mike, was her name Morgan Adsit? Is that right?
Might be. Might very well be.
S-I-T, is that her?
Very,
she's
very
actually
nice.
Striking.
Let me see,
Mike. Is she a lovely woman?
Yes.
Hey.
Yes, that's
sometimes
her.
I can
that's
get
her.
Channel 45. Hey. Oh, yeah, she's
does
very
she,
attractive.
Does she teach third grade?
And if not, would she like to?
That's right.
Mike, let me ask you this.
Let's go right ahead.
Oscar, he'll entertain
I know,
a question.
Look.
All right, let me see. At 5:56, 4 minutes before 6 o'clock, from Jabari. Hi, Mike. This is Jabari. And I have him on my phone, so
what?
I knew it was him.
What,
on
no, sir?
On the Metro. If you make it to will call before I do, just let me know where you would like to meet. Would like me to meet you.
Uh-huh.
So that's it. So I look at both of these, and I'm just sitting there, and Carla kind of looks at me and shakes her head, because she was like, and I'm like, yeah, sorry. And it makes me feel light.
Unwanted.
It makes me feel like a lightweight.
It's Jabari. If you honor the agreement that we made,
can I give a little advice?
Yes, go ahead.
Mm.
Guys, I have been in your shoes before.
Yes.
Yeah. Multiple times.
Oh, we
times.
Know, yes.
You know what's
right,
it?
Settle
it,
down.
I know. I am guilty of being a prick when it comes to punctuality.
But no, it's not. You're not being a prick.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say the first thing any of us should do when we're in that situation, just say, I'm sorry, and admit your fault.
Yeah.
To fight it and split hairs about times and try to push the blame on that person that you have been late with, that doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
Mm-hmm. And second of all,
lay down and curl up into a small ball.
No, I mean, no. What RJ just did was try. He tried to.
No,
he tried to explain that he wasn't as late as everybody thought he was because he was waiting for Mike to respond to him.
Right. Right.
I will invoke the name of my former radio partner, Don Geronimo, and I. More often than not, used to bump into each other when we had a gig.
Right.
driving around the block.
I've seen you do
about
it.
About 20 minutes early.
Killing I've seen time. You do it.
For almost 80% of the gigs that we did.
Right.
That's the way we did it. Yeah, that's the way we did it. Okay. And that's the way you do it if you give an S.
Now, when we usually break up shop here at about 12:40, 12:45 every right. day. Mm-hmm. My suggestion to you guys, leave here next Tuesday and go straight downtown.
Oh, no, you're assuming that everybody is going to be, it's going to be the same principles.
I was speaking in the roundest of terms.
But anyway, it's you know what? So it's just a point that this is for everybody. Mm-hmm. And I think this is for young broadcasters out there.
Yes.
I am the one, the tickets are under my name. Mm-hmm. So I have no urgency whatsoever. But I'm going nuts, and I'm driving my wife nuts as I'm driving down there because I simply know that we have what's that?
You were driving me nuts too.
I just sent you two texts.
No, a few. Yeah.
And I said, and it was
what time were they, Mark?
let me see.
Just after six.
Let's enter those into evidence. Let me
see. Why not? Just the interest of completion.
Well, you're venting.
When I got that text, my heart dropped because I knew this was going to be trouble.
And
you knew it'd be the first segment.
By association, you're responsible for Jabari.
Right. That's so, I kind of felt
the reflection on you.
This was
I write Jabari and RJ late. Carl and Mike on time. Shocker.
I was gonna write, why are you referring to yourself in the third person? But I didn't want to go down
Not
that road.
Not the time for that.
No.
And then I get from Roddick writes UGH.
Really? I thought that would have merited a sheesh.
And then I write back, unacceptable.
Yes.
Yes,
that's all I wrote back.
Uh-huh. I would have thought that was a comment on his response.
And then he says, have you heard from them? I said, oh, yeah, right at 6. And I was a little, and it's just, it's teeny tiny, but it's important. It's
clearly.
Yeah.
It's just important to me. I don't know why I get all uptight about it, but I do.
Well,
I can't
you know what?
Myself.
At least you didn't wreck the Caps mojo as they come back to win in overtime.
Thank you, Rob.
What a game.
What a play.
Was there a game last
night? And gentlemen,
night,
did we not have a pleasant time at the game? We had a wonderfully pleasant time at the game, but please, just for future reference, it's very helpful.
Did you see most of the first period?
yeah, we saw all the first
period. Oh, that's good.
And what was cool was it was media people, and that's kind of like theater people. You know, you see people that are in the same racket
easy
as you
chicks?
Are.
Not as gay.
No, there weren't a lot of easy chicks in there.
And you settled down, Buzz.
RJ got a chance to hit on the late Marilyn Monroe.
What?
The late Marilyn Monroe?
There's a woman.
Why is he hitting on dead people?
There was a woman I was
better chances
in there.
Well,
there
was more like everyone else was attempting to hit on for me. So.
It was there was a woman. How would we describe her?
Norma Jean obese?
No,
I'm just guessing.
She was not obese. She was fit.
She was older.
RJ, would you like to hazard a guess as to what her age may have been?
I was going to mention perhaps somewhere in the vicinity of 70 something.
70.
I would think maybe mid 60s.
But yes.
Yeah. So, maybe mid 60s, but it was the kind of
70 is the new deceased. So
a cougar for RJ. A cougar.
I don't know.
Rob, this is amazing. She was platinum blonde.
Okay.
And platinum blonde
and
with
chesty?
A... No.
Okay.
Just
right.
A sensible business suit.
Was it the kind
but
of...
But Rob, lipstick that said... Mm-hmm. Lipstick that said... But you are watching a hockey game, Blanche.
Was it the kind of hair and makeup that might have photographed well in 1950? They call her Technicolor Tessie.
She took a little shine to me at a certain point.
Well, sure.
And Carlos said,
are you
going to
eat those cookies, dear?
She asked me something about the game.
What kind of spread?
They had some hot dogs.
I thought you were referring to the girl.
No, and they had some chicken tenders.
Ooh.
Chicken nuggets.
Hey, will you pass me the barbecue sauce?
And the chips and plenty of beer.
Grown-up food.
And they had a wonderful vegetable plate.
Yes, a very nice vegetable
RJ,
plate.
On
yes,
the diet.
It was terrific.
Yes, uh-huh.
And the Caps came back and won from behind. But yes, but you are watching a hockey game. That woman, I found her very difficult to describe.
I have been on Channel 45 for over 10
she
years.
She had nothing to do. Do is
well, where was she from?
She was from somewhere. I'm not quite sure.
Was she a salesman?
No, I don't know what she
Speaking
did.
Of hockey, the Real Sports with Brian Gumbel this week is right up your alley.
Really?
They talk about hockey stars, especially the enforcers.
Oh, yeah. I
and the concussions
it.
And
yep.
the suicide.
Yeah, the concussions
oh,
and...
Right.
You know, you really, I know a guy that was an enforcer. In fact, a very good friend of mine,
for
Stewie.
For those that don't know anything about hockey, just explain what
an enforcer is. A guy that really is the tough guy on a team. Right. And if your superstar gets checked and it's a bad check, you send this guy out to fight, to drop the gloves. They talk about how these guys, you know, you think that they'd be real tough guys that enjoy mixing it up, but they really, they hate it. They really do get, you know, these are heavyweights that get pretty effed up.
Let me ask you a question from a total outsider to the game of hockey.
Yes.
How is that even accepted in the modern league?
I know.
The fact that really that it's known that these are enforcers that are out there to go out and pick a fight.
Well,
and
no,
I know fighting
it,
is,
but it's
in
not
some essence, it's good for business.
It's modified. It's not what it used to be, but they still fight. Fighting's still a part of the NHL. That's the way it works. And for the first time, I think, in my life, if you watch this piece, go watch Real Sports with Brian Gumbel. Might make you think a little bit about the guys that fight, because apparently these guys get so affected by it emotionally that they have to do this, that they actually get, and you throw in a concussion or two,
right,
that a lot of these guys, I think you've had three of them that have committed suicide.
Don't play fair.
Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, and sorry about that lecture, but
I
had to get that punctuality stuff off my chest. We'll take a break, come right back.
All the way from your first cigarette to your last dying day. When you're a jet, let them do what they can. You've got brothers around. You're a family man.
Is this Sammy?
You don't want to talk about this.
Tomorrow weekday.
All right, Rob's going to talk about why he's playing.
Well, because he's playing it because we love
West Side Story. Yeah, he's playing it because he's a queen.
Well, because we all love the score.
Who is this?
He'll talk about. This is the score. This is the soundtrack of West Side Story.
Oh, okay. It's a musical based loosely on Romeo and Juliet about your people.
The Sharks and the Jets.
Versus a New York gang.
Oh, like the Outsiders.
Exactly. Except different and not
our,
at all.
Our second segment is brought to you by Wait Not. 855-WAIT-NOT, 855-934-4486. We were talking about the health benefits of Wait Not and the fact that RJ came walking in when he was late, and what trumped the fact that he was late was the fact that I looked at him and I realized
he is a little guy.
Yeah. Was he wearing that jersey yesterday?
No.
RJ, can you have a shot of yourself, or at least stand and come into camera?
Now, because this is the jersey he didn't wear last night, because look where it goes.
Stand
on his
and
legs.
Deliver.
When I came in today, he looks like you're 20 minutes into the movie.
Oh, wow.
Big.
He's swimming in
he's
that
shrunk.
Thing.
He looks like he's wearing his dad's clothes.
Wow. He's shrunk.
I got this jersey for the playoffs.
Okay.
Yes,
very
he's
good.
Shrunk.
Wow.
He's shrunk.
And Mike and I had a revelation.
That's like a throw blanket now.
Mike and I had a revelation.
Three layers. He's got three layers on.
25 years
ago. Wow.
Just now can fit.
He has, look at that. A 25-year-old
and
jersey.
Now fits in his Dan Marino jersey.
Shocker, you still have it.
The amazing thing, Mike and I had a revelation. He actually meant to wear it on Monday.
He said it.
What did you say, Oscar?
I said you still have your jersey from 25 years ago.
That's right, because I'm a Dolphin fan and always will be.
Isn't the word shocker just about the best word?
Yes.
He meant to wear it on Monday, but he just got around to putting it on.
That's right. What were you going to say?
We had a revelation.
Can also be fun.
Before the show is that I always thought RJ and I were, you know, roughly the same size.
No, he's skinnier than you now.
Well, no, I know he is now, but Mark and I were looking at video footage yesterday with Gain, and I said, God, is RJ really that much shorter than me? And Mark said, yeah, he's like a full head size shorter than you.
Yeah.
And with him losing all the weight, he's going to be a tiny guy.
He's going to be a tiny, tiny man and a sex machine to all the chicks.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
If you want to get involved,
I want to
share.
You're looking sexy, RJ. I don't mean that in a gay way.
I got a Wait Not letter here. Right.
A letter from a listener who's had good luck with Wait Not as well.
Letter writing.
And while you find, I will say a shout out to my buddy Brad, who 3 weeks into the program is down 35 pounds.
Way to go, Brad.
Amazing.
A listener writes this about Wait Not. I bought a TMOS t-shirt a few weeks ago, size large, and it is too small. I was going to return it, but when I asked, what would Ronick do? The answer was simple. Wait Not. Yes, instead of returning the wrong size shirt, I ordered the Wait Not program this week with my goal to fit comfortably into my S-A-D t-shirt
nice.
In a month or two. Congrats to RJ on 100 pounds lost, and I can't wait to buy the Iowa 2 DVD special collection. Mark from South Burlington, Vermont. P.S. The staff at Wait Not made buying the program long distance easy. They seem like great people.
Uh-huh.
That comes from Mark Mativier. I believe that's M-E-T-I-V-I-E-R Mativier. Mativier. Wait Not. Check it out. WaitNot.com. Check their ad on our webpage. All right. So we're back to the show. Whoa, whoa. And I wanted to talk about the fact that Mouse Hunt is a success. You guys, I don't think I've even mentioned this, but two dead mice in my house in the last week.
How are you controlling your computer?
Wait, where did this start? Because you just mentioned it off the air a couple of days ago. They turned up in the candy drawer?
They turned up, first of all, in the what I like to call the Santana drawer.
Oh,
yes.
And the Santana drawer. And, you know, and really, what's amazing to me is I would like to see somebody do a study of mouse poo to human poo, and how many times
I really should be excluded from that survey.
Yes, yeah. Because somehow blood will work its way into it. Yeah. But man, you look in this drawer and you realize why people got diseases sickness and all. And there are
those
all these little monsters. They're horrible.
Jesus.
But they're just
Jimmies.
I think what I guess it would be like if you and I went to the Old Country Buffet, and we went if I based the mouse turds near the mousetrap.
Right.
And I compare it to a human being eating, it would be going to the Old Country Buffet if we were mice.
Okay. Right.
We'd take one pass through the Old Country Buffet, and then we'd have to go to the bathroom six times.
Yeah.
Well, think about it. They're little animals. Yes. Yeah, they probably have little stomachs.
Very small.
Right.
Hey. So then, much like a toddler, they just S all the time.
Little intestines.
They do the mouse,
Right?
But Mike, the thing is that there are usually, when there's one that you've caught, there's usually several more. So the fact
so
that you
far,
see
I've
a
only
lot,
got two. I've only got two.
Yes.
And you know, this is very typical for this time of year because as it gets colder, they come in. So what you need is, what is the stuff that dries them out? It dehydrates them. Makes them seek
salt?
Water.
I don't know.
No, it's a chemical. Decon, maybe.
Yeah, no, you know what I need?
Agent Orange.
I need, I'll tell you what I need, because I now am the mouse killer.
Yes.
I am a successful
mouse hunter.
I'm the successful mouse hunter.
Do you pick
mouse
them hunter. Up and like show Carla?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And she screams.
Like a cat
it's
shows
delightful.
Yeah. Do you squeeze blood?
They're both outside. You can walk out right now.
I like seeing dead mice.
Do you mark your face with their blood?
But I will tell you, you don't need any dry their mouths out or anything like that.
No.
You need the old-fashioned Acme mousetrap.
Probably.
And you need a little razzleberry dressing.
Uh-huh.
No, you need some raspberry jelly.
Yes.
I tried
or syrup.
I tried the peanut butter, which they said it used to be cheese.
Yeah, but Mike, you're not supposed to rub it on your genitals. Come on. What are you doing?
Trying to hurt yourself.
It used to be cheese. And
it did.
A good self-respecting mouse will come by and grab a piece of cheese off the trap, and the trap won't even vibrate. There won't be any problem at all. Then I tried peanut butter, and I put globs of peanut butter on the little thing that's where the hook
trigger,
goes
the
before
trigger,
the neck cracker
can
is going
to
take
you
care
you
of
the amount of tension that you go through when you actually pull that thing back, because you know you don't want it to hurt yourself.
Oh, you can get so screwed up.
You can, but
you
know,
break a finger easily.
Yeah, but if you hold it by the edges, it's okay. You're never in danger with proper handling.
I know, but who knows?
And are you using a mouse trap or a rat trap?
But who knows?
It's a mouse trap.
It's a mouse trap.
It's only about that big?
No, I'm not going to. It's a mouse trap.
I like the rat trap that are like, you know, Tom and Jerry size.
I've got them. RJ, why don't you go out there? They're on the kitchen counter.
Just feel around. You'll find it.
The ones that are still in the wrapper. They're the wrapper. Yeah. So I put globs of peanut butter, deep into the mechanism.
Right.
And the next morning I go down, and I got one under the sink, and I got one in the Santana drawer.
Right.
And I look at these, and there isn't a trace.
Right.
Of peanut butter.
That's happened to me too.
Anywhere
they're
near
very
this.
Clever.
And the traps are not sprung. And I'm like, how the hell did they do that? Because they got to sit there
tools.
And they kind of probably just go.
I saw like on a Tom and Jerry episode.
Yes.
They
use a tiny shovel.
Just on a whim, I'm like, all right, you know, I'm going to put something maybe is a little more attractive to them. I'm going to put raspberry jelly.
Sure.
Most people prefer syrup. Yeah, I prefer jelly. No. So I'm going to put that on this little trap that I have right here. Thank you, Archie. Why did he hand it to me like that?
It's all about presentation, Mike.
Here, these are for the Ustreamers. There's
it's a bag of traps.
Pretty classic
you know,
mouse trap.
Yeah, they're called
letters.
Victory. They're called Victory.
You're going to probably get a couple letters some animal lovers, because they would have said you probably should get the ones that are a lot more humane.
Are they really called Victory?
You're vermin coming into my house.
So they're
no, they're Victor.
Okay, I was going to say, good. That's not Victor. The Victor's the name brand. That's
Victor,
the Cadillac.
Woodstream Corporation, Lititz,
what?
Pennsylvania.
Easy.
And they've got a website. I'm not
of course
gonna give
they
it
do.
To.
Everybody
and,
does.
And there it is.
Yeah, like those things make me nervous, man.
Ooh, yeah, they are very powerful springs.
Oh, God.
Don't do it. He's going to hurt
please
himself.
Don't.
No, I think
come
you're
going to
be fine.
Come on.
Sure you do.
No.
Can I see it?
Why would you even do that?
Quite violent.
There they are.
As it goes off.
So the jelly, I've gotten two since I put the jelly on there, and I still have two traps that are out with the jelly on it.
How many do you think before you quit?
I don't know. I think
stop seeing the poop.
I think I might be completely set with my mice.
When I had that problem, I eventually had to move to the poison that they eat, and they bring back the poison to the nest.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
and then they all eat it, and it paralyzes them.
Yeah. Well, that to me is more inhumane than just snapping their necks. Yeah. You know, right. No fuss, no muss.
Essentially, the poison works. I think it does dehydrate them. It makes them seek water outside, and then they die.
Mm. Well, I don't like
those bastards.
So
were you proud or were you sad?
Yeah. I'm like a hunter. Well, okay. Sure. I feel like I'm a trapper, and I've done my job. No more mouse turds. And I know that, hey, if the Humane Society wants to get on me for killing a couple of mice,
they're not going to. There are some tree huggers out there that say that this type of mouse trap is an antiquated type of mouse trap.
Oscar, this is rigged if you'd like to touch it.
No, I'm not going to touch anything.
I mean, there's no danger.
Oscar, why don't you take the pen?
Here you go.
Why don't you take the pen? All right, let's listen. Put the microphone up there. Hold on. Here we go.
Look at it go. It jumps.
And
that's
fun.
What you get, Rob.
That's how you no longer need a moil.
They are big time fun. All right, before we go to break, it's time, ladies and gentlemen, for our winter predictions. A lot of people this time of year, especially since we've already had snow, like to talk about what they think our winter is going to hold for us. And if we could perhaps keep some sort of record of this so that in springtime we can find out who was more accurate.
I predict that by Christmas Day, we will have at least 20 inches of you yelling at RJ.
Stop it. I want legitimate predictions for the winter weather.
Okay, I'll say.
Do you think we're going to have a bad one? Do you think we're having a good? How many storms?
You
what do you
inches.
Think?
Inches. Well, that's the way you get measured.
I think instead of inches, we say, how many big storms do we think we're going to have?
I think that's should go past that. We should do how many notable snow events and total inches.
Yeah, but then we split hairs about what's notable and what's not.
Right,
yeah,
because, I would say, inches or more? Would that be notable?
Six inches or more would be a significant storm.
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. How many 6-inch plus storms?
How many 6-inch plus
and then a
snow
total.
Storms? And that, incidentally, if that's an ice storm, it doesn't count.
Right.
I'm talking about snow. I'm talking about snow.
What's on the line?
What's that?
Just respect.
I don't know.
$10? $20 a piece?
Mm. Snowblower?
I want to put a line on when.
It's just a joke. We're having fun.
When you use the first snowblower.
What?
The first. He wants the snowblower for the first time.
I think there are. Whenever you bet there should be something.
That makes it important.
Something. Do you want to put a pool together?
Yes.
And whoever's right, we get. How about we all bring $10 in?
Sure.
We put it into a pool, and whoever and what's going to be our date? April 1st.
Yes.
And April Fool's Day, we will tally up who was more accurate.
Okay.
And this should be, I know it is splitting hairs to do the total number of inches.
Over
also,
six
we need,
inches.
And yeah, over I say six over 6 inches, and right. I say we go by Dulles, since that's sort of midstream between you and us. If we go with national, it's going to be a less.
I think we should go here and measure outside here.
We don't have any meteorological science.
You got to get the report.
You got to go to an airport.
I hate Dulles.
Want something official.
All right, Dulles Airport.
Okay.
We'll do Dulles Airport and the total number of storms over 6 inches.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And we will come in the next day and we will say, hey, did that count? And we will count. And so name how many
May
storms
I go
you
first?
Think. Yes.
Five storms with a total of 36 inches.
All right, but we're not doing the total of inches.
We're not.
Just doing the name storms.
How many storms?
You predict we will get five storms,
five. Mm-hmm.
6 inches or more of snow.
Yes.
All right, Oscar Santana.
I'm going to say 2. Oh, sorry, man.
That's the one I wanted. I wanted
that's
that
too. That's a great
Well,
numeral.
Then maybe that's the tiebreaker
three
then. Is the
good.
Yeah, if we
number
have total
of
number
inches,
of inches, then
if you
can.
Both want it.
No, I think we. No. Are, if he gets it first, he gets it. Now my big question is whether I go with 3 or 1.
Mm.
That's tough. I'm gonna go with 3.
That's a good.
I'm glad you
I'm
did
gonna
that.
Go, I'm gonna go with 3
because I'm going with 1.
Buzz is gonna go with 1.
That was my choice from the beginning. I'm gonna say 1 major snowstorm of over 6 inches. I think it'll be a very cold, bitter winter.
Well, you.
For what
they're
worth.
All cold to you. Aren't
no,
they?
No, but this will be particularly.
And he's
bitter,
really when
bitter.
He says bitter, he's referring bitter. To the mood.
Right.
RJ exactly. Diaz, what do you predict?
I say 6.
Wow.
6? Yeah. You're going with it. You're the
six,
high man.
6.
And Mark Ronick?
Yeah, I'm going to go with 4.
4. Mm-hmm. All right, so there it
there,
is.
Yeah.
Let's recap. That,
all right,
we
we've got Rob with 5, Oscar 2, Buzz 1, Mike 3, myself 4, and RJ 6.
See, 1, 2, 3, 4,
that
5, 6.
That is $60 on the line, people.
Mm-hmm. I think you're screwed. I think being the low man on the totem pole, I think, well, Buzz is
yeah,
the low
I,
man.
Yeah, yeah, I said 1.
I think you guys don't realize we get 6-inch snows here.
And
now.
Also, the fact is that I'm the highest. As soon as it surpasses, I can collect.
Oh, that's right. As soon as, like, if we get six snowstorms, you're in the money.
As soon as we hit five.
Yeah.
And what was your time? What did you predict?
I said four.
You said four? Oh, so Rob is the high man with five total storms predicted. Yes.
Six.
Oh, RJ's got six.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, without going over.
Well, whether or not he's alive.
All right.
That's going to be
so
fun.
Make a note of it. Those are our wintertime predictions. We'll take a break. We will come back with Rob and his magic audio vault right after this, ladies and gentlemen.
What is this?
This is Queen music.
West Side Story.
All right, I don't know what to do with this.
Yes, you do. It's
Welcome
coming
back
right
to
now.
MikeOMaraShow.com.
Here it comes. Mike.
Rob's Magic Audio Vault.
Baby.
Take it off.
It's brought to you by Moore Broadcasting's Football Beat Show. Every Tuesday afternoon, the Football Beat Show brings you the latest news and player info hosted by our good friend Lou Tranquilli of BFDFantasyFootball.com. It's the Football Beat Show podcast, Tuesday afternoons, available at morebroadcasting.com/football.
Snap along with us, right?
And on iTunes. Welcome back.
Bye.
You know, you really should say something about why we're playing. Oh, you don't want to, right?
He doesn't.
We'll reveal tomorrow.
That'll
the
be fun.
Big reveal.
And it's huge.
Tune in tomorrow.
If you miss it, you'll kill yourself.
That's
you
know, right.
Six snowstorms.
Stay tuned for that.
That's right.
Let's Magic see. Audio Vault.
Tune in tomorrow and see if Oscar stays awake.
Thank All you.
Right. He opened Sorry. The thing.
Right. Herman Cain, man. What's up with that guy, Jackson?
Jesus. I mean, you know, I wrote this down. I didn't do this in the opening, but I wrote down today, you know, they don't learn politicians.
No, they don't.
Politicians are just the ultimate hypocrites, and they always will be, and it just never changes.
Crooks don't learn, politicians don't learn.
But there's been a book on this.
Yeah, I know.
You know, when the damage comes down the pike, you lay it all out there.
Letterman
and
style.
Then let it go away.
Right.
And,
yeah, Letterman handles it right.
Right.
And, you know, and this guy has changed his story like 20 different times, and we still don't know
no.
what the real deal is. If you sign a confidentiality agreement, uh-huh. as he did with whoever this young lady was well, that claimed she was sexually
the
harassed.
The Restaurant Association signed it, yeah.
Yeah, and he suddenly has violated that by
right,
saying
right.
she was a bad employee. Then so, of course, she's going to come out and say, okay, he's such an idiot.
Can I add something real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
I think that there is a bigger issue at play here. And the reality is this, whether you're a Republican or you're a Democrat, the fact that this man is a front runner in anything is shocking to me.
It is. So you
hey,
are that.
He put the meat under the cheese.
That's you are that down
brilliant.
On Herman Cain.
I'm that down on all the potential candidates.
Okay.
And I'm that down on the American public because you sit here and look, a businessman is a businessman. I can respect that. But the man has nothing backing up his business plan,
right.
except for a couple guys that he says know a thing about a thing or two.
You know, and you also have to say, I to a certain extent, I see what your point is, and you also have to consider the hundreds of thousands
yes.
of CEOs
mm-hmm.
that have never been involved in a sexual harassment
That's right.
lawsuit.
Right, right.
You know, and it's just
and who do know the names of the countries in Europe?
Yeah, yes. exactly.
Yes.
Now,
exactly.
the thing that troubles me here is that the most brilliant Republican right now is Mitt Romney. And why? Because he's just stepping back and letting everyone else
most
screw up.
Most politically brilliant.
Yeah, yeah, that's all he's done.
That's what he does.
And really, yeah. can the party bank on the fact that the guy who doesn't screw up wins? You've said it before. Why can't the cream rise to the top? Why can't we have someone
brilliant? I'll tell you why. Because, I mean, would anybody really in their right mind? I mean, there's so many good people that have not gone through the process because right. they don't want to be put under that microscope.
Right.
I wouldn't want
right.
to be put under that microscope.
You're right. It's right. a different. It really is. In the past two or three elections,
or more,
you're looking at or more.
Yeah.
But I would say the last 12 years with the way information is disseminated,
mm-hmm. technology,
and
right.
the way people spread a rumor,
uh-huh.
you could be, even before you become a candidate. It, God forbid, like you knocked up some rando and you paid for an abortion.
I was thinking
you know?
About that. I was thinking like if I ever wanted
I
to run for office, how ridiculous it would be. you would be able to go back, and I joked about it yesterday. You go back to any of my restaurant employees
yeah.
right.
when I was in my cups yeah. in there, and I said something, you know, and I gave somebody what I thought was a joke that ended up being taken the wrong way,
right.
and that's yeah. that doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't.
That right. doesn't. Doesn't matter. Once and that's out there, they can come like, back and said he said this.
Right.
And
like what
he,
I,
you know,
what
I'm
I
done.
Just said. Not that it'd be the most shocking thing. What I just said that if you knock up some rando and you pay for an abortion,
right?
If yes. I was just joking, which I was,
right?
Not that I'm above that, but
why do I think we're all kind of like in our own little ways, having our own confessional right now?
Nah.
But I would say jokingly, someone could probably take that and say you had an abortion. You paid for an abortion.
Absolutely. Of course, you know? Absolutely.
Yeah. It would become you perform the abortion. Yeah.
It's weird, but
become.
My mind seriously went to a moment where I am not proud of it because there was an employee that I had. And he was gay, and I got pissed off at him, and I used a gay slur because I was that angry at him. Yeah. And he never really—he sort of forgave me, but he didn't. I actually went to—
You told the story.
Did I tell the story?
Yeah.
And I, but I mean, I was really embarrassed by it. I was really embarrassed, and I was thinking, regretted it. That you have to, I guess, to run for public office, you can't even have those moments.
You can't make that mistake. You have to be totally in control. And I'm totally convinced that's the reason Chris Christie isn't approaching the presidency, because he could have cakewalked into being the Republican nominee.
Right.
But why did he hold back? I don't think it's because he didn't know it was a gay club.
You never know.
At that
you
point,
never know because
at that, that point, they had paved the ground for
but
him.
But at that point, he's the new flavor.
Yeah. But,
and that's what they get excited about in the Democratic Party and the Republican Party.
And so much of that flavor.
It's crazy. It's
all right. Well, about Herman Cain.
Somehow, I think he just brought it up to get one more Chris Christie fat joke.
Not really. Not really. I do think that there must be something hidden. Something he thinks would come out.
Okay.
Because
you never know.
I don't, because he seems very capable.
You never know.
But you said yesterday you're tired of plain speaking and you want fancy talkers.
I don't want fancy talkers. I am tired of the anti-intellectualism that permeates these political races now, where somehow if a person is well-educated and well-spoken, he is somehow elitist.
Right.
When that should be, that shouldn't be the way it is. I mean, if you're smarter and you're better educated and you know your stuff, that's the guy I want. I want a guy that's smarter than me leading our country.
Right. Let's have a little bit more plain talking because it's about time we have a parody record, isn't
it?
Isn't
it
about time for Herman Cain? Sure.
I have never sexually harassed anyone.
Herman Cain. Herman Cain. He's profane. That Herman Cain. He settled out of court. Might as well fess up.
My strategy is not top down. It is bottoms up.
I just thought that was clever.
I saw a clip of him coming out of some speaking engagement.
Great
hats.
Great hats.
You know, honest to God, why do you have to wear the 10-gallon hat?
You know what? That's the best presidential hat since Eisenhower wore the top hat to the inauguration.
Swagger.
You know, you're going through your douchebag moment of your campaign, so wear the big stupid hat.
It really looks like he's about to turn to Lord Green and say, what should we do, Paul? All right, about Herman Cain. This, I've had this for a while. I'm glad we got a chance to play today. This goes back 1991, and this flipped me out when I did the math. Does 1991 seem like 20 years ago?
Oh, no, it doesn't.
Wow.
And that makes me feel ancient.
1991, 20 years ago, Herman Cain was just starting to put the meat under the cheese back then.
Wow.
And he was at an Omaha pizza conference.
Well, sure.
Of course. And it's one of those corporate things, and he sings. Apparently the guy likes to sing because he keeps coming back and singing.
Okay.
Here's his version of John Lennon's song, Imagine.
Oh, this will be nice.
Imagine mozzarella.
What an a-hole.
Anchovies on the side.
999.
And maybe pepperoni. Rounds out your pizza pie.
Our next president.
Imagine getting pizza.
He's pretty good.
Delivered to your
door. I'm coming around.
You don't have to pick it up.
Okay. All right. Sorry.
So you got to blow it up?
Thank you.
You know, occasionally you run into someone.
He is cementing his reputation as the numero uno ass.
Sometimes you run
season.
Into someone as Woodstock or, you know, my dentist has seen the Beatles in concert.
Right.
I always thought how great it would be to see. You were at the 1991 Omaha Pizza Conference. What was it like?
Three days, man.
Cain was also on O'Reilly last night. I had to do a Cain heavy audio vault.
Okay.
But it's good stuff. This guy can't even seem to make sense in a small moment. Here he is on O'Reilly's program last night talking about how the reason that his story might have been jumbled is the fact that he had to respond to this accusation right away.
Even though I hadn't had 24 hours to process exactly what I was going to say or I hadn't had 24 hours to try and recollect some of the details. I wanted to go out front with it, even though by the end of the day, I had recalled more of the details. This was 12 years ago.
All right, let me just say, this is a guy that's gotten his ass kissed for a long time.
Sure. Apparently.
And you know what? And now it's just catching up with him like it does with lots of politicians. And it's embarrassing. And, you know, who knows? How long is this going to last? I tell you, he strikes me as the kind of guy, he will not drop out of the race.
No.
There's too much ego there.
He might keep running after the election.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, he just said that he responded quickly because he didn't have any warning. Didn't even have 24 hours to recollect it. Right?
24 hours to come up with a story.
Same show. Same show. Same guy. Same issue.
You weren't prepared for this. You were blindsided by this.
Not totally blindsided, Bill.
What?
My campaign was made aware that this story might break 10 days ago. Yep. But we made a conscious decision not to go chasing two anonymous sources. What happened was when questions got asked, some of them I didn't anticipate, and I was trying to recollect, I was trying to remember some of those facts in the middle of a very busy day.
Just wanted to recollect some of the facts, Mike.
If you can't remember some of those facts, how the hell is he going to lead this free
world? Right, so much for that guy.
Well, you know, maybe he could work on his recollection skills.
Bring on the next flavor of the month. I'm ready for the next flavor of the month.
The next flavor, Mike, tastes like Harold camping.
Okay.
He's sorry that the world didn't end. He got it wrong.
Oh, this is the douchebag of douchebags.
May 21st.
Isn't he dead yet?
No, and when you hear this voice, you're going to think this was recorded at his funeral, his own funeral, because he sounds like the man is dead. He said, this is a, what's the name of his church? Anyone?
I don't remember.
The
it's
church
a radio.
Of the the world's going to blow up.
Yeah, he's very embarrassed about his bad
predictions that the world would end on May 21st and then again on October 21st.
It's very embarrassing. Yeah.
Why didn't Christ return on October 21? It seems embarrassing for family radio, but God was in charge of everything.
Oh, dear.
Yeah,
thank you, Harold.
Family Radio Network. That's
and
what
also,
Harold Camping.
He wants you to remember that God is a merciful God.
But, yes. But God gave him a stroke.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, God gave him a stroke.
In his infinite wisdom.
Right.
Well, what's his handicap? No, I'm kidding. Here is him, Mike, talking about how God is merciful.
This is he.
One thing we know for certain, that God is merciful. Merciful beyond anything that we would ever expect. And so we can pray constantly and should be praying constantly, oh Lord, we look to thee for thy mercy.
And that's right when he throws it down to Ryan Seacrest in Times Square. 10 seconds to the new year, everybody.
The Reverend Harold Camping.
Kathy Lee Gifford very seldom says anything. Oh, wait, hello.
Hello, Harold Camping. Hi, it's your casket. Hi, this is your casket. Hop in, please. We're ready. Can you just come over here right now? Yes, we gave you the stroke. It's about time to jump in here.
There'll be no hopping.
Thanks. And hurry along, douchebag.
There's very, very rare that Kathy Lee Gifford says anything that I find notable,
okay.
Except for to make fun. I like this. Kathy Lee was one of the guests at the Kardashian wedding.
Oh,
I,
yeah,
and
sure.
Here is, of course she was, right? And here is one of the things she said on the Today Show yesterday that happened or was said to her at the Kardashian wedding.
I do have to say that, and I would never have said it before, but at the reception afterwards, Khloe, who always says what she thinks, exactly. Walks by me. She goes, I give it 6 effing months. That's what Khloe said to me, and I.
They're all fun, aren't they?
Good fun,
yeah.
Isn't it?
You know, if it was anybody but Kathy Lee,
yeah.
But you know, it's the
well,
whole
she's
thing.
Got the balls to actually just say it.
You though. Know, I watched the interview today with Kris Kardashian.
Huge hairy balls.
And Kris Kardashian comes out, and is it Chris? Is
yeah,
that
it's
the,
Chris,
the,
yeah.
The
Chris with a K because it's cute.
Because Kris Jenner is the husband,
right? Yes.
No.
Bruce Jenner's the husband.
Chris
Bruce
Humphrey.
Jenner, that's right. Bruce.
Humphrey is the husband.
Chris. So Chris comes out, Chris's, and there was not a trace of any. She didn't look like a mother who had a daughter with a marriage that had broken up in that short period of time. I think it's a scam of scams.
And there's
scams.
Two things at play. She can't show emotion because of the Botox.
Right.
So, but also,
in her day, though, I would have.
Yeah, but
I mean, I think Kim gets it from mom. Yeah. I really do.
Her day, she voted for Eisenhower, though. So.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
But the problem is that she's so conditioned to do what we expect her to do because she's been on reality TV for, what, 5-10
sure.
years?
Yeah.
She knows exactly how to play.
Yeah, and you know what? I believe this is the last hurrah for Ms. Kardashian.
I hope so.
Kim, I do not believe you're going to have a long shelf life. as far as being attractive?
No, no.
I really don't think so. I think she's already showing signs of it would be and a, not because she's going to be old. Uh-huh. I think there's a potential for blowing up there.
Meltdown?
Yeah. I think she could be she could conceivably look like Ann Wilson in a very short period of time.
The wheels are
going
to come
off. There's also the trouble of if she ever gets that SAG card.
Watch out, everybody.
All right, two more quick ones for you. I know you are off, and you teased this, I think, at the front of the show. Justin Bieber's paternity suit.
You used to
be on the Bieber bandwagon.
I do TMZ.
You had the Bieber fever.
I do TMZ maybe twice a week when I'm doing show.
Nice.
I really don't dive in because TMZ just bores the hell out of me. You know, how many times can we see Dr. Conrad Murray? Really? How many times can we see something? And TMZ has lost a little credibility.
It's gotten worse when they got the TV show and tried to make Levin a celebrity.
But you know what? So I'll miss some stuff occasionally. Right. I don't watch those entertainment shows. And I see Justin Bieber, you know, perhaps he knocks somebody up in the, for some reason.
16-year-old Bieber, 19-year-old chick.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Apparently, his the way he would operate at a concert is the security would bring the girl.
Oh, my God. Elvis.
And then he would act shy and say, I want you to be my first.
Right.
And then when he'd get her alone, he would talk dirty and be very forceful.
That's what we're hearing.
So
that's what he did with me.
So are we pretty? Has this been corroborated? We're pretty sure that maybe this has happened.
It's still in the get-go stages.
Herman Cain is checking on it.
He's such a little S, isn't
he? He is. And you know what was great?
He's such a little punk.
Last night on Dancing with the Stars, Mike, I guess whoever ran his auto-tune must have been asleep at the switch.
Oh, no.
This doesn't sound like the Justin Bieber I hear on the record when I hear Never Say Never.
Because this is my destiny.
For once in a lifetime.
Gee, is there an artist somewhere in there?
What are you trying to do, Rob?
I don't know.
Ruin a young man's career.
Is that it, Rob?
No, I got one last thing that you're going to love. He's a 16-year-old Canadian, and he sounds like it. Okay, this is Justin Bieber on the
Tonight
Show.
Now, what the hell is that supposed to mean?
Because he's not the seasoned singer everyone thinks he is.
Okay, very
because
good.
Because he's corrected by electronics.
All right, very good.
He was on the Tonight Show. How many times do you think he would say like in one interview?
Oh, I love it. I love these. These
how
are
many
fun.
Times? Now, I will, to be fair, sometimes he uses it as a verb, not just as a crutch.
Okay.
But in one brief interview, how many times do you think he says like?
Lay it on us. Just to get right to it.
36. Here is Justin Bieber saying 50 likes in 50 seconds.
And that's like her. Like, it's not like she was in it. I was like, oh my goodness. Like you said, it's like, I like both. Yeah. Nothing like that. If like I'm running from the police. Because it was like, and he's like, pulls me over and he's like, I was like, why, do you like my car? This was before I like my mom and like you can turn like usually like you just slow down, like not going in the car, like in the rain. So like, I'm like, why? We should do it in like the middle. They kind of over like 300. This sushi is like not like, it's not like, tell me if you like it.
I like it.
I was like I was a clown, like heaven. It's got like vanilla and like it's not too like fruity.
Why?
What I was thinking is like girls are gonna like something that a guy is gonna like. So right. I modeled it off of something that I would like a girl to smell like. So they're gonna want to smell like what guys want them to smell like, right?
And there you go, Mike. That is your magic audio.
Good stuff. We will take a break and come back with Buzz and the news right here. Maria, God,
what the hell is
I gave him permission to do this. I gave him permission to do this. That's why I'm sorry this break wasn't that long before between talking. My apologies to the board op and KCJJ. I'm sorry about that. The fact is, Rob will get to it tomorrow.
It's a great
right at the beginning
reveal,
of the show.
And it will not disappoint.
Don't miss it.
Jesus, enough. All right, thank you very much. Let's get Buzz on with the news. Save us, Buzz.
I'll try. We're brought to you today by the Mike O'Mara Show's Amazon page. That's where you'll find the new Kindle Fire.
Fire!
With ultra-fast web browsing and 18 million movies and TV shows, plus books, movies, magazines, games, and apps, the Kindle Fire is a cool and affordable gift. Get it at MikeOmaraShow.com/Amazon. Bookmark us and spread the word. You're saving money and supporting the show when you shop MikeOmaraShow.com/Amazon. Talk about voting with your checkbook. Angry customers who took their business elsewhere or threatened to have forced Bank of America to back off its plans to charge $5 a month for a debit card.
B of A claimed it had to make up billions in lost revenue.
Is it 150 degrees in this
studio? It's very warm in here.
All right, I was just checking. All right.
And can I have a little more mic gain while we're adjusting
you
stuff?
Bet,
or headphones or something.
Okay.
B of A claimed it had to make up millions of dollars in lost revenue because of new government regulations on fees for credit cards and other services. And make no mistake, this bank and others will find less public ways to make up for this alleged lost income. But the voice of the people is being heard in boardrooms and literally in the streets.
I went to Bank of America yesterday. They charged my kid $8 for a lollipop. Not really. Hello?
He'll be here all week.
Keep going, Buzz, please.
Elected. Wait, the crickets are speaking.
Elected. Hold on, I got to save her. Maria.
Elected officials are having a hard time handling the protest, and no elected officials having a harder time of it than Oakland Mayor, California Mayor Gene Kwan.
Oh.
Oakland is the scene today of America's first general strike in 65 years. Now, the point of today's strike is to show how regular folks, the 99%, can shut down business.
There we go.
The strike was scheduled to begin right about now, noon Eastern time. Later today, protesters will march to the port and try to shut it down. Oakland is where an Iraq war veteran was seriously injured by something lobbed at his head by police after Mayor Kwan gave orders to clear a public park. Police say they're confused now because the mayor allowed the protesters back into the park the next day and then told officers they could have the day off if they wished to join the protesters.
Yeah, well, he's just spinning and he doesn't know what he's doing.
Well, she in this case. Quoting one.
What's her name?
Kwan, Gene Kwan.
Gene Kwan. Oh, I thought it was a dude. I thought it was a guy.
No, J-E-A-N.
Gene Kwan was on Hawaii 5-0, right?
No, that was Cam Fong as Chin Ho, is who you're thinking of.
Hey, you're
I think confused. You're thinking of the lady from Mad TV. Aren't you Mrs. Kwan?
Yes, that's right.
Yes, I got to the closest.
Oh, that's the best. Mad TV, I forgot the name of the actress that played the Asian character on that.
Diminutive.
She was hysterical.
And while we're on Mad TV, have you seen the pictures of Will Sasso as Curly in the Three Stooges movie?
No.
It's going to be bad.
Really?
It really is.
Oh, terrifying. See, I thought you were going to go the other way.
No, they've
that.
Got an unknown as Mo.
Right.
And then the Sean Hayes from Will and Grace
as
Larry.
That's right. Larry, forget it.
And I've read the script and it's not funny.
And doesn't Sean Hayes have like the prosthetic nose too?
Oh, they've really done a lot of makeup on it.
If we read the original scripts, would they be funny?
Yes, they would.
Okay. All right. Quoting one cop union letter.
See, he paid $8 for a lollipop. They're normally free.
Thank you.
One cop union letter to the city.
What do you think, Oscar?
I think the only person that I know that loves Three Stooges as much as Rob is Donald.
Oh, really? Donald likes the Stooges?
He sits and goes, the Stooges are coming on soon.
Oh, man. Do you ever sit down and watch a full Stooges?
No.
Oh, you'd love it.
They're not that long.
Well, it's black and
you
white.
You know what? Here's the deal. I think if sometime in the near future, perhaps during the holidays.
Yes.
I will load you up with 3 or 4 of your favorite beverages.
Okay.
And we will watch a
I'd
Stooges
love to do
short.
Can I be included?
Can you bring the Stooges?
I have all 200 shorts.
It's got to include the one where the water comes out of the electrical socket.
Yeah, we'll deal with a plumbing we will go, an ache in every steak, Men in Black.
Can I make a request? Yes. Now see that what he's doing. He'd list them all if he could.
Right.
He was just showing off with his
that's
knowledge.
Right, yeah.
Those aren't necessarily his favorites.
Yes, they
are. He's just going to okay. All right.
You settle down.
Try to prove him wrong.
What's the one where they say B.A. Bay.
That's violent is the word for curly. 1938.
Wow. Okay, good stuff.
Also good.
Hey, here's the deal.
We're all done.
Sometimes you need a primer on the Stooges. The way you like the Stooges is you just give it all to Curly.
Okay.
You laugh when Curly comes on because Curly is such an idiot.
All right.
All right.
And a good one.
And at least one where they're exterminators.
So the
can you bring in some Stooges clips tomorrow?
Yes, can he?
Yeah. Of course.
Hey, you know
can.
How you did that—the West Side Story.
Yeah.
Can I request
you want all Stooges
rejoiners?
Let me make a note of it.
Thank you very much.
That's brilliant.
Very
so
good.
Police in Oakland are confused. They've written a letter to the mayor saying, "Is it the city's intention to have city employees on both sides of the skirmish line? Because that's where we are now. This is going to get interesting with cops. Literally, the cops are saying, "Hey, we're part of the 99% too." It'll be interesting to see where this goes. We saw where it went in Europe, where the police eventually. Took the side of the protesters.
Interesting.
In hindsight, sending out an email of Obama as a zombie with a bullet through his head was in bad taste.
Yeah, Mark.
That's the current judgment of a man who used to run communications for the Republican Committee in the Washington, D.C. suburb of Loudoun County, Virginia. We say used to because that man has now resigned after a rash of criticism from, among others, the state's Republican governor.
Oh, that's Robb's County.
That's right. I voted for somebody.
Don't say who, though.
Right.
And finally, after Halloween is probably a bad time to remind you of the effect that sugar can have on some children. In Thank You, Fort Myers, Florida, a 9-year-old girl was asked to stop eating Snickers bars on the school bus. She refused, and as she got off the bus, spat on the driver and threw rocks at the bus. The driver called the police. The police showed up, but the little girl still wouldn't stop throwing rocks at the bus. In fact, the 9-year-old girl yelled at the cop, F you, shut the F up, I will effing kill you.
Hey!
This is a 9-year-old girl to a cop.
Wow.
And then she threw a folding lawn chair at the cop. The 9-year-old now faces 4 felony charges.
Oh,
I shouldn't laugh.
Which leads us to the t-shirt they're taking off the market in Twin Rivers, California. Bearing the logo of the local police department, the t-shirt shows a kid behind bars with a caption that reads, "You raise him, we cage him." I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, Buzz. Our show today was brought to you by Ticket Liquidator. Hockey is back, and tickets for the 2011 season are available now. Ticket Liquidator is the place to go for the best prices, great service, and a 125% money-back guarantee. Ticket Liquidator, everybody. Click their ad on our website. That's it. We got to get out of here, and don't be late. We'll see you later.
What's that?
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.